The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert, and on this channel we talk Kanye West. And today we're talking these photos that got posted to social media of Kanye in Los Angeles on Friday. And it's not huge news, right? But it is just kind of interesting to see what Kanye is up to at this point because he's been so quiet, so low-key. And we get these six photos, and there's not much to them, right? Of note is the fact that Kanye is not wearing the mask that he's been wearing that we can see in several other photos, right? Like, he was seen with a mask there, he was seen with a mask there, but we'll get into all of that. So this is the first time, I believe, in 2021 that we've seen a photo of him without the mask. But we don't see the front of his face, right? And you can see down here that he has the mask in hand. He's carrying a pair of shoes that nobody can ID. We have no idea what these shoes are. And he has this mask, and we have no idea what that is. And on his feet, you can't see it, but it's Yeezy slides. So he at least has, or no, the foam runners. He has the foam runners on. So we have these unidentified shoes, foam runners, his mask, and him going into some nondescript building. Here's one of the other photos. He's still rocking the white phone case. He'd been rocking a green one, you know? This is the kind of details and expert analysis we bring to these videos, is knowing the color of Kanye's phone case, which might just be information I should keep to myself next time that I know that. But bodyguard, shoes again, mask again, and yeah, these four photos don't really add any more context aside from getting to see Kanye walk in and more of the side of his head. So that's it. That is very much it. But it is good to see that Kanye is in Los Angeles. Maybe not even good to see that Kanye's in Los Angeles, but you know, in the wake of the divorce, I think people have wondered where he's going to spend a lot of his time. He bought the ranch in Wyoming in 2018, and is he going to spend most of his time there now that he's no longer with Kim? Is he going to stay in Los Angeles more because he wants to maximize the opportunity to see his kids? You know, what is he doing? Is he jet setting around the country? And because he hasn't been posting to social media, because he hasn't been seen out that much, a lot of us just have no idea where he is or what he's doing, but he was at least in Los Angeles on this day. So other times that we've seen him in 2021 so far, there's just this photo from a little bit ago. Last I saw that there hadn't been an update on where or when this was. There was some speculation that it was older, but then all the social media posts from Future and Future's photographer and some other people seemed that weekend. And you can see this was May 14th. So I don't know if it was as old as some people were speculating, but you see Kanye, it definitely, right, had to be in 2021, but you see Kanye, Travis Scott, and Future all wearing these masks that Kanye was first seen in a photo shoot at, I think, January, and then again at the DMX Memorial. So Kanye's at least been out and about somewhat, just not facially visible. But with Travis, with Future, and then here at the DMX Memorial Service, you see him in the skybox, and he's wearing the mask and the orange for the performance, and then there he is on stage wearing the mask while everybody else just has the regular bottom face masks. So you have that going on, and there's debate about what he's doing with the mask. You know, there was the popular theory that it's the minister's black veil, which I don't think it is, but he's covering his face to make this religious and spiritual points. I think the most likely answer is that Kanye got sick of wearing the surgical masks that a lot of us have been wearing, or just the basic blue cloth mask, and wanted to wear something that he thought was cooler, more aesthetically pleasing, had a better vibe to it, and went with this mask because he likes it. And Kanye has been kind of drawn to masks throughout his career, going back to the Yeti mask that he was performing in before Yeezus, and then the Yeezus tour mask, right? But we have that. And then the other thing with the shoes, nobody can ID them. Like, there's this photo from Cody, and you can see a lot of the inventory that Kanye had had. The 700s, the Quantums, more Quantums? No, I can't see what that is. More Quantums. and then you have some boots, you have some 350, you have just a ton of stuff going on there. But none with this sole that we're seeing in this photo, that kind of blocky sole. And then I went to this thing that's this site, Iobot, that just has a history of all the Yeezys that have been released, which is just kind of cool to see in general. But it starts all the way back with the Nike Air Ones and then goes all the way up to 2021, but you don't see that silhouette anywhere at all. And then even on Yeezy Mafia's page, you don't see anything with that silhouette or that sole anywhere to be seen. I swear I thought he was teasing a shoe at some point that looked similar to that, but I couldn't find any evidence of it, and I didn't know what to Google. There was some speculation that maybe it's an updated model of the D Rose shoe that Kanye said was going to come out and that Derrick Rose himself has talked about. At the time when Kanye first kind of premiered it, it looked a little goofy. It was just very oversized on people's feet. Yeah, look at that. That's so large. Like, you can't make a shoe out of that. But that might have just been like the very beginning of the process, getting a shape, getting a silhouette for it. And maybe that's going to be pared down. And this is kind of the result that we're seeing. I don't know. I wish I had more answers. But we at least know that Kanye's been out and about in Los Angeles. And I guess that's all for now. The next thing to look forward to is in a couple days, we should expect to hear more Yeezy Gap news. I know I said that a couple weeks back, but this is the earnings call rather than the year-end hype meeting. So the last time we got information was at the earnings call in March. So we're anticipating something. So look at West Sub Ever for immediate updates. And then, of course, I will make a video with any info and giving some context and perspective on what we hear. Hopefully, it's that Yeezy Gap is going to be releasing in June, sticking to the end of the first half of 2021 timeline that we have been told in March. Fingers crossed. But that's it for today. If you are enjoying the channel and you want to support us, the easiest way is just to like, comment, or subscribe. Any of those things tell YouTube this is a channel people like, so then they show it to others, which goes a long way to getting us exposure and new viewers and all of that. We also have our podcast, Watching the Throne, a lyrical analysis of Kanye West. It's the thing we're most known for. And you can listen to episodes anywhere that you listen to podcasts, but we go line by line, track by track, album by album through Kanye's discography. It's not really loading, right? But we will forever change how you listen to Kanye's music. It's a lot to listen to, but it's also very illuminating. So I hope you give that a shot. And until then, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.